welcome back to Ping. This is episode number 23. And Paul has decided to calm his wardrobe down just a bit this week, as opposed to last week's bright green neon shirt, which was lovely, and I did appreciate it.
Yeah, my hearing was damaged by far way too much.
Very loud. Yep. And a lot of people actually commented in love with the shirt, and we offered to give it away if they could guess what it is that you do, your top secret SQL Server project. And we got a lot of guesses.
Yeah, we did.
Do you want to read just a couple of the finer few of what people think that Paul does in his free time?
There were
or his work time.
A couple, my free time, work time, same type of thing.
That's what Paul does.
There's a few. One says making SQL ads. No, probably not so much on that one.
Who said that?
This was a Tulio. Tulio also made this great picture. It's called the SQL Server 2008.
I love it. Look, take a look. Little SQL. Is that a chipmunk?
I don't know what this is. It's a chipmunk or a gerbil. But it's pretty cool.
Does your work have anything to do with chipmunks or gerbils?
We will help them out over time.
You will, squirrels as well?
Yeah, we're helping the pet population.
Nice.
Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Any other good entries to people's guesses?
Yeah, there are actually a couple of very interesting guesses. A guy by the name of Geir Arns.
He's French.
Or Norwegian. We'll see. I don't know. I think Paul is working on a SQL Compact Edition that will run inside Silverlight. That's a really interesting idea. That's nothing that I'm working on. But I think that, getting relational engine type data stuff on the web would be a good thing.
Maybe you will in the future.
I personally won't be working in the developer space anytime soon, but I think that's a cool idea. Another guy, Blaine Nelson, he says, Paul's super secret project is a new, really cool, and easy to use ad hoc data mining tool. At least I hope so. We are coming out with a bunch of cool stuff in SQL Server Kilimanjaro that gives you, the end user, a lot of ways that you can pivot and slice data inside Excel with millions upon millions of rows with SQL Server analysis services. It's great stuff. But I'm also not working on that.
So the answer is no one has accurately guessed what it is.
No one's even come
close. And you
probably
wouldn't even tell them if they did.
That's true.
Right.
That is true.
But we will be sending out a shirt, and we were randomly selected from one of these great entries. Paul's going to pick which one he likes best.
So when I email you, you guys can choose from either a double XL green or a triple XL green. So you and your entire team can walk at night and exercise.
I love it. And we expect pictures. And with that, let's start the show.
Let's do it!
All right, Paul, the first big story we need to talk about this week, everyone is talking about, obviously, is the partnership. You know, I like when people partner.
Oh, yeah?
Things partner.
Yeah.
Of Microsoft and Yahoo, and what this is going to mean for customers, for on the business end, on the back end. What are your thoughts?
I am kind of upset because I was a Yahoo shareholder.
Okay.
And the Yahoo stock price dropped by like 10%. And I didn't understand why. Like, I always kind of thought that Microsoft would probably have some type of partnership with Yahoo. So I was speculating. So I bought a bunch of shares like 6 months ago.
Yeah, I don't understand why it dropped.
And Steve Ballmer, too, also said nobody gets it. He said that Yahoo was going to have like a net increase of like $500 million a year.
Yeah.
Which is amazing because they only make $700 million a year in profit. So this is like a huge...
Practically doubling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Practically doubling their
net
income.
And stock prices dropped.
Yeah, their stock price dropped two consecutive days in a row. So I agree with Ballmer. Like, if this is true, that nobody gets it.
Right.
But maybe there's some spinning going on, or maybe some analysts out there really don't believe what Ballmer and the Yahoo CEO are saying.
Yeah.
It's confusing to me.
Well, it's interesting, too, because we didn't buy them. Originally, last year it was projected, or it was in the works or talking about that we were going to buy them. We didn't buy them.
$47.5 billion or something.
He said pocket change. Yeah. And they didn't buy it. There was no money exchange. It was just like an equal partner in
here. So this is similar to the deal that Yahoo tried striking with Google last year, where Google would either provide some of the ads or the search technology behind Yahoo, and then after 5 months, the DOJ shut them down, saying this will actually be kind of anti-competitive practices and you can't do it. So now Yahoo and Microsoft's Bing are kind of getting in cahoots. So this nothing's actually happened to this yet, because there has to be many months of regulatory approval.
We'll see some sort of action at the end of 2010. And now, what do you think, on a personal level, Paul, what do you think, is this really going to change the way people search? Are we still just going to Google it with Bing? Because that's been put out there.
Yep. I think I came up with the but it's not Google thing on many, many episodes ago.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm not a fan.
Yeah. So I think that this will do a lot of great things to help prove Bing search. Mm-hmm. So there are these network effects, another economics term that we get to use here. So that means, like, as more people start using something, that something becomes more compelling for even more people to use. So as Bing gets more advertisers in there...
Snowball effect.
Yeah, it's the snowball effect, exactly. And we call it the network.
Yeah, effect. I call it the snowball effect.
Okay, snowball effect. So here we have the snowball effect in 90-degree heat out here in Seattle.
It is warm.
Yep. But the more advertisers we have, the more users we have making searches, as they click on things, it's automatically making our relevance better because we know what people want to see. We know what searches they're performing. And when we only had 8% or 6% or 4% or 2%, whatever you want to look at our market share across the world, when we only have that little amount, we cannot have our system learn as fast as Google can with their 67%.
Absolutely.
So now that we're quadrupling the amount of searches that we'll be receiving, our artificial intelligence will be able to make our search relevance that much stronger.
Very cool.
And by having more eyeballs out there, advertisers will be more incented to put their advertising campaigns inside Bing, because instead of reaching 8% of the audience, we're now going to be reaching 27% of the internet traffic.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Right, and I also read that Yahoo is now going to be able to place ads on other Microsoft sites, so it's all just going to be up in arms. What I wanted to say real quick is that I think, personally, I think I really like Bing as a search engine. I'm sorry, a decision engine. Again, it's not about which is the better search engine right now, because I really do prefer Bing, but I think it's force of habit and recognition, and as you said, just people Google it, but hopefully that will change, and I think the partnering is actually a good thing.
I still am a Yahoo shareholder, full disclosure, and I really do think that this is a good thing for both Yahoo and Microsoft.
I have a Yahoo email address.
Yeah, I have one from way back in the day. I get like 4,000 pieces of spam every day.
Right on. Okay, good time.
Next.
All right. In similar news is, what was the name? Mayor from Google actually was heard saying, quoted saying that the Bing search engine actually copied Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this was on the Dig Dialogue.
Yeah.
So shout out to Kevin Rose and company.
My boy.
And they were talking with one of the vice presidents of the search at Google, and she had made the comment that, you know, she sees Microsoft and Bing as a formidable competitor, and then I guess kind of made
sort of like lift them up to smack them down type of thing.
A little bit, but she said that that Bing may have copied some of Google's ideas, or that she saw some relatively similar things in Bing's search.
It's a search engine.
I wasn't looking for no trouble.
Right.
I mean, of course there are going to be similar features.
Right.
How creative, and I think Bing has actually done an outstanding job of new and innovative search features, but you can't say you copied Google.
Right. Well, so here's my perspective on this.
All right.
I think that, yes, there are a lot of similar features, but it's also... like standards for the car industry. It's like when someone puts in power locks, everyone's like, oh, power locks kind of make sense, so let's do that.
Right.
Or power windows, anti-lock brakes, like any number of features that will become common over time. So someone's going to pioneer them, and whoever can continually pioneer the new stuff, I think a lot of people will gravitate towards. But I don't see there being any problem with saying, hey, that's a good idea, users like it, let's do something similar.
But I agree.
The thing I find interesting about this is that she did not even say specific features. The person writing the article had to like kind of come up with...
Yeah, she was kind of trying to like throw some negative words out there, but then like not really justify it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
or not really identify.
Like she's just a bitter Betty.
Don't be a negative Nancy.
Mm-mm, Debbie Downer. Wah, wah.
So Microsoft actually has a lot of cool technology out there, and we recently launched this new site called Wave.
Yes, and I find this very useful, both personally and professionally. It basically is a website that keeps you up to date on latest product releases, announcements, also links you to relevant blogs, people who blog out there. I know Steve Clayton, Geeks in Disguise, is a blog that they... I love him.
Yeah.
He writes little cartoons and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he's awesome.
I haven't seen that. I'll have to check that
out. Yeah. Don't laugh at me if
Geeks
you don't...
in disguise. That's what I was laughing at. That's really how you probably should have said it.
Anyway, the website, which we will link to here, is a great resource for you if you want to keep... I mean, obviously, we tell you everything that's going on.
Everything.
But if you want to hear some other stuff or just from other people, or if you just want to click on a link, you should hit the Microsoft Wave site because it's awesome, and it also has a really pretty UI.
It does.
I enjoy.
It's a great way to showcase a lot of Microsoft's cooler technologies that you might not be familiar with. There are a lot of consumers out there.
That's like just what I said.
Yeah.
But better. All right. So apparently Microsoft was kind of being a little bit of a pain in the neck and changed their mind. They had a bunch of Windows 7 beta testers out there in the world who were, you know, obviously asked to try this product and review it and give their feedback. And then at the end of it, originally they said, but you can't have it when you're done. You cannot have a free copy of Windows 7.
So I did a little bit of digging in this. There have been a lot of articles out there, and I didn't see anything that said, if you participate in this program, at the end of it, we'll give you a free copy of Windows.
I think it's just assumed.
I agree. I think it's just assumed. And I was thinking, like, is this everybody? Is this everyone that downloaded the release candidate or the beta? And no, it's not that. Because we had millions of people download Windows 7 and the Windows Server 2008 R2 before it was released. And not everybody gets a free copy. There's actually a small group of about 40 people that were doing a lot of testing of some of the earlier builds and interim builds that weren't public for Windows 7.
Now, so these people were doing actually a lot more work than just...
Right, so these were like very, very close. Now, I wouldn't quite say they're as close as like the testers that work at Microsoft. They're just hammering on this stuff every day.
Well, we get it for free.
Yeah, but there's a special program. It was either called the Technical Beta Program, or they're also known as Test Pilots. And there are about 40 of them. So Microsoft originally said, hey, thanks for your help. We'll give you 50% off Windows 7, and then there was some bad press around that. I don't know.
A little bit of backlash there.
Yeah, and I don't know if there was like if it was bad press or if they're just like, look, there's 40 people in this program. Let's just give them free copies of Windows.
Yeah, I tend to think it was an oversight that they didn't actually say no, we're not giving it to you, but rather sort of forgot to give it to them.
Yeah.
And now, of course, they have done the right thing, turn around, and they are getting it. So there you go, Microsoft, patting people on the back.
Or pat yourself on the back, either way.
Pat Paul.
Pat my back.
All right, Paul, we are just about out of time. They're kicking us out of the studio as we speak. But before we go, I wanted to mention this really funny email I got. Okay, so I got... we're chatting. So I got this email from a coworker of mine who was looking for a wolf t-shirt. He wanted a t-shirt. I don't know. I didn't ask. He wanted a t-shirt with some wolves on it. Apparently really, really in style. And when he went to Amazon to search for wolf t-shirts, he came up with, in his You Also Might Like section, a carton of milk, which had been rated 4 stars.
Yeah.
I think it was Dairy Gold. And apparently this is a big phenomenon that a lot of the times when people are currently you like this.
Yeah, no, this is great.
When they search for random items, whatever they're searching for, that in the You Might Like section, they're going to get this carton of milk or gallon of milk.
Right.
Yeah. And
So the interesting thing about this is...
I knew you wouldn't say something.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a ton of stuff that I can just spew just thinking about milk, and it's not a lactose intolerant joke.
No.
I wouldn't do that. I'm above that. It's because, like, there were two, like, the wolf shirt had, like, hundreds if not thousands of ridiculous comments on it about all these people saying, I put on the shirt, and I was out, it's like a moonlit night with my date, and I turned into a werewolf.
Yeah.
It was like the biggest change. So like one comment makes another.
I love it!
And so it's kind of like when I was trying to promote my book with like ridiculous comments, thanks to Min, who actually got his comment onto Amazon.
Yeah.
Like these wolf shirts were getting a lot of comments. And then this milk thing was also getting a lot of comments. And it's the same type of people that go back and forth. So it's like... It's not that you actually like the shirt and you like the milk.
No, you're commenting
on the shirt and commenting on the milk. Anyway, there are a ton of hilarious comments on there.
And so is that actually how it got into the related section?
Yes.
Because they both were highly commented items?
And they're the same types of people that would visit one item and then visit the other item.
Let's start a new one.
Yeah. What should we do?
I think we should comment on three-wheeled roller skates.
Three-wheeled roller skates. Okay.
Yes. And let's begin that.
And then what should we compare that to?
It should probably be, you know, I like that bald-headed man spray stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's good.
Bald-headed man
spray.
They go
hand in hand.
Three-wheeled
people with deficiencies.
Now, I think we're going to need more than 30 to 50,000 views a week to make this really happen in Amazon, but we'll try it.
All right, Paul. And before we go, what are you doing later?
Okay. So I know like quite a few funny things because I think that I'm kind of funny. I do stand-up comedy as a hobby.
I think he's brilliant.
It's not my super secret project. It's my mildly secret project. Anyway, I'm performing pretty much.
You shouldn't keep it a secret. You should let the world know that you're funny.
Yep, I am funny. I'm definitely not appropriate for work funny, though.
That's the kind of funny I enjoy.
Yep, so if you're 21 plus and you want to check me out, I'll probably be performing at Parlor Live in Bellevue the entire month of August.
Do you have, like, a website?
If you go to parlorlive.com, you can find out information
about that. Is there any sort of guarantee that when I go to see you, I will actually chuckle?
Yes, you'll definitely chuckle. If not, you can chuck something at me.
Right! So, pack up all your Rotten Tomatoes and head down to the Parlor Live to see Paul.
And a little special treat for our Ping viewers. Just tell them that you know Paul and show up 45 minutes early and you can get some free tickets.
Get out!
Yeah.
Drink tickets?
No, the tickets to the show. It'll save you 20 to 30 bucks.
There you go, 20 to 30. All right, Paul, with that, we gotta go. One,
peace
two.
Out.
I never.
Boom.
I gotta work on
always,
that.
100% of the time.
Come on.
All right, I did some deeper research on this one, so.
Okay.
MS changes mine and gives Win7 for free.
Okay. Do you want to start or shall I?
You start, I'll go deep.
Okay, good. Ready?
Yeah.
So they were the beta testers. That's what she said?
Yeah.